And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 31st of August, 2011. It's the anniversary of the death of the novelist and poet and automatic writer Elsa Barker in 1954, best known for her trilogy Letters from a Living Dead Man, a book of the occult which she said had been dictated to her by a man named X, whom she never saw and never met. It's the 64th birthday of manga artist Yumiko Oshima, born 1947 in the Tochigi Prefecture of Japan, a member of the Year 24 Flower Group, a group of women who have revolutionized shoujo manga, comic books for girls, bringing to these comic books issues of philosophy and sexuality and gender, the first major entry of women artists into comics in Japan. Her titles include Paula's Tears, To Joker, Strawberry Story, The Star of Cottonland, which has been collected in 7 volumes. It's the birthday of Eldridge Cleaver, born in Wabasica, Arkansas in 1935. Family moved to California to the Watts section of Los Angeles. As a boy, he started getting into trouble with the law, petty theft, selling marijuana, sent to reform school once for stealing a bike, got out, was arrested for drug possession. He was sent off to Soledad Prison, where he discovered the works of Lenin, Karl Marx, Tom Paine. 1957, Eldridge Cleaver was arrested for rape, convicted of assault with intent to murder, ended up in San Quentin, then in Folsom Prison, began reading books by Malcolm X, started writing his own essays, which were collected in his famous book Soul on Ice, published in 1968. Got out of jail, helped to found the Black Panthers. He got in a shootout between the Panthers and the police, was charged with attempted murder, and he jumped bail, fled the U.S., lived as an exile in Algeria, Cuba, and France, came back to this country in 1975, renounced the Black Panthers, gave himself up to the authorities. The charges against him were dropped. He became a born-again Christian, ran for the Republican Senate seat in the state of California, wrote a second book, Soul on Fire. By the early 80s, he was disillusioned with evangelical Christianity and converted to Mormonism. He was baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in 1983. By the mid-80s, he was addicted to crack cocaine, was arrested for burglary several times, possession of cocaine, got clean, went to work as a diversity counselor at the University of Laverne near Los Angeles, and gave a speech in 1998 saying he'd gone beyond civil rights and human rights to creation rights and the idea that God had made all of us first class and provided this earth as our home for all of us. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston entitled September. It rained in my sleep, and in the morning the fields were wet. I dreamed of artillery, of the thunder of horses. In the morning the fields were strewn with twigs and leaves, as if after a battle or a sudden journey. I went to sleep in summer. I dreamed of rain. In the morning the fields were wet, and it was autumn. September by Linda Paston from Carnival Evening, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Priscilla Kinter. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.